It's time for Cotton Incorporated's weekly cotton market commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland. This week's commentary after this for Cotton Incorporated.
Researchers at Texas Tech University have discovered that low micronair cotton is highly effective at cleaning up oil spills. In fact, just 1 pound of cotton can absorb more than 30 pounds of dense crude. This research, funded in part by Cotton Incorporated, shows how unprocessed cotton can be an effective material for addressing ocean-based oil spills, just like the 2010 Deepwater Horizon disaster in the Gulf. Learn more at cottoninc.com. The Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated, increasing the demand for and profitability of cotton.
Well, after making new contract lows and surfing lower all week, cotton prices did climb back above the 61-cent level basis the nearby December. So that got us off these 59-cent plus lows, and that's a real blessing this week to see that we did see some demand step back in the market, and I think mills were just basically telling us that at 59 to 60 cents, that cotton was just simply too cheap and they could not pass it by. And I think that was, in fact, the blessing of the export market that indicated the mills just couldn't pass that up. Other than just a little bit of noise here and there, the market really could not generate or uncover any new fundamentals whatsoever to really hang its hat on. There were some crazy rains and the rain patterns with respect to India and Pakistan, and they got some very large rains, very big rains, but by and large, it's too late for that. And not only in India, but it spread into Pakistan, well into the Pakistani cotton area. All in all, at best, neutral. There could be some positive impact with yields later down the road, but far, it's a bit too late to get any moisture to help yields much at all. Likewise, we're facing some rather heavy rains through the mid-south and southeast this weekend, and it's another one of those million-dollar rains, but this time it's going to cost us $1 million or more because the rains are expected to be very heavy. It's too late for that moisture to help. Plus B, there's enough cotton open that it's just not going to add to the pot for us. It really will be somewhat of a detriment. And additionally, not only did the exports give the market support, additional export sales that we picked up, but would anticipate that the weather folks were watching this enough that they said, uh-oh, this is a problem for domestic U.S. cotton, and we got a little bit of boost on that as well. Nevertheless, the market continues to be plagued by the demand side, and certainly more so than I had expected or even possibly appreciated. We've touched on the subject just a number of times. We do definitely see an improving U.S. economy, but what we've missed, we just did not realize the internal savings rate in the U.S. would be as significant and be as high as it is, and that has just simply kept money out of circulation. It's been a real drag on consumption. Historically, the cotton demand and the U.S. economy likewise have lived on the fact that the U.S. consumer was pushing the market on a very strong level, I should say. But neither the demand for durables or consumables has seen any appreciable increase over the past 9 to 10 months. And the U.S. consumer is just basically elected to continue paying debt and adding to their level of savings. Without question, this is admirable, and it's great for the future economic activity, but for now, while it's a long-run plus, for right now, it leaves the economy somewhat in almost like a leech riding on its back. I would say to you that in spite of this, U.S. cotton continues to be in the catbird seat as the international mills are facing a decline in supplies available outside of China. Two, with Chinese cotton not acceptable to international mills and not acceptable for the most part to even Chinese mills, the export styles and descriptions of U.S. cotton represent the desired various cottons in the demand stream. So the U.S. merchant has got to step forward and has got to reward the grower for producing the quality fiber that the seed companies have been able to put out there for the grower to grow. And I would just say to the merchandising community, don't even think about saying, well, I can't get a premium for that. The mill won't pay for it. That old sorry excuse has been used for years. It's worn out. It never was true to begin with. So you say it. If you say it, then you know you're basically, let's be polite about it, you're trying to pull a fast one over on the growers. The premiums are there. The international mills tell us what they pay. We see it. The grower has got to step in and demand those premiums. The grower is not used to seeing a 38 or a 39 staple or a 40 staple outside of the Acala country. Certainly, he's not going to want to pay it. He's going to keep that in his back pocket. But it's there. It's being paid by a number of merchandising firms. To conclude today's comments, let me just say that cotton, I think, is somewhere between 7 and 10 cents, just simply too cheap. Thank you again for your time. Have a great weekend. See you. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the weekly Cotton Market Commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland, brought to you by Cotton Incorporated. Find out more online at allagnews.com.